Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Mostly sunny and highs near 65 today. Tonight, clear and lows around 44. For your Saturday, 30% chance of showers after 1. Increasing clouds and highs near 67. And Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 70 degrees. Right now, it is 37 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday, October 18th edition of Byers & Company. Real Men Wear Pink is underway. Dr. Renata Moore joins us in studios, plus Angela from the YMCA. We'll talk a little Zumba step. All that's coming up next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Did you check about the Illini tickets?
It's 2 pair.
So we have another pair to give away this hour.
Yes, we do.
Okay, great. That's for tomorrow's game. I know it's not been a great season for the Fighting Illini football, and everybody's excited about basketball. Last night there was a big crowd out at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel for the Brad Underwood show. You can find the podcast, photo gallery, all that on nowdecatur.com if you missed the event. And we want to thank the folks at Miller Lite and Steve Horby and the crew at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel. It was a lot of fun. That is up on nowdecatur.com, as all our of our podcasts are presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Real Men Wear Pink started, I don't even know, Renata, a long time ago here. I know that the kids in the high school football teams were wearing pink here in Macon County way before the NFL was doing it. It goes back that far.
At least 10 or 11 years. It's been a while.
I want to say, yeah, even more than that,
maybe.
Yeah. Which is great, because the kids bring awareness, and the focus is for the kids and the dads and the men to talk to the moms.
Right.
Because women take care of themselves last in the family.
Yes, we do. And we need that reminder that we need to take care of ourselves in order to help our families and the rest of our communities. And it's great that the men get involved, that they become aware, and they're very supportive, not only in having the women in their lives screened for breast cancer, but if inevitably there's any treatment involved, a great support system for the whole process.
All right. Now, you joined Cancer Care Specialist in 2000?
Yes.
All right.
19 years.
Doesn't it seem like 2000 doesn't seem, I know it's simple math, but it doesn't seem like 19 years ago. And so you see patients at both HSHS St. Mary's Cancer Center and DMH Cancer Center at the Cancer Care Center in Decatur. We were just there at the Weisman Women's Center open house at HSHS the other night. We forget, we were just talking about this with realtors, buying a house makes you anxious. There's anxiety, getting a mammogram, talking about, these are things that are not comfortable things for human beings to do, right?
Right.
And so if you can make that more inviting or relaxing or personal, you know what I mean? It makes a big difference, doesn't it?
And that's the entire goal of the new Weisman Center.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very nice, comfortable environment for screening, and there are a variety of services, so state-of-the-art mammography equipment, ultrasound, bone density equipment, and the staff there is very welcoming, very inviting, and there's a lot of one-on-one with the radiologist, too, so we're really excited about it.
And it seems to me, and I'm not an expert, but I was talking to Sister Rita Mary about this, who's been in this area for a long time in healthcare. It used to be that you had sort of institutional colors and things felt very institutional, like the color scheme and the paintings that are on the wall. And the whole environment is like conducive to relaxing you.
Exactly.
And that's not the way hospitals used to look.
No, but we have to fit the needs of the people that we're trying to serve. And so if that makes it easier for someone to come in and have a test in order to be proactive with their health, that's what we're going to do. We'll do everything we can to make it inviting.
Okay. In our lifetimes, we used to say the C word. You'd whisper it, right? You wouldn't even say cancer.
Right. And as a result, so many people don't even know their family history because people just didn't talk about
it. We learned this a couple of weeks ago, and I had never really connected that dot, but women didn't talk about this in particular. And so descendants or family members or relatives didn't even necessarily know about cancer history in the family or breast cancer history in the family because they didn't talk about it.
Right. So most people who have a diagnosis have no idea that if there is any family history. 90% of the diagnoses are people who have no known family history. But we need to be more proactive with not only our self-examinations, but going in for a physician clinical examination. And having screening mammography is extremely important.
All right, so the radiologists, the surgeons, the oncologists, both medical and radiation, you know, this is sort of one big team that helps people. Let's talk about breast cancer treatment today. Surgery, chemotherapy, hormonal therapy, biological therapy, radiation therapy. I mean, you know, the science is so far ahead of where we were, you know, even 10 years ago, let alone 20 years ago. This thing isn't a death sentence the way it was
once. Not at all. Even the detection, our equipment for mammography and screening has gotten so much more sophisticated. But the treatments have come a long way, and early detection is key in being able to make treatment if there's a diagnosis as short, minimally inconvenient as possible. So we have so many treatment options, and every year there's more and more that's coming along. So it is no longer a death sentence. Most of our patients are now early stage, and quite a few even stage zero.
All right, the 3D mammography, a big deal in that. I was looking at the new machines the other night over at the Weissman Women's Center, and it was explained to me because I did do, by the way, Lindsay, I don't remember what year this was, but I did have a mammogram.
You did.
The debate used to be, you know, if you said, well, it wasn't that bad, there were a lot of women go, you know, because there's this whole thing within the female community, the debate about how uncomfortable it is versus not. Now, I understand men have different tissue and all of that, but I looked at this 3D thing, and they were explaining to me at one point, someone did, that it's kind of like an onion. You know, there's so many layers of tissue, and you can feel but not necessarily feel. You can look with it and not necessarily see. But with the 3D mammography, they can get into all of those layers to really go deep and see something that 5 years ago we wouldn't be able to see.
It's amazing. They can actually scroll through images that look like you're actually going into different depths of the breast tissue. So it's very impressive.
Yeah, and that's about the early detection. Now, what are the standards? I know this stuff sort of changes, and if you have family history, it's different. But just for most women, when should they start getting a mammogram?
For average risk, somewhere between 45 to 50 years is when you should have at least a screening mammogram, a baseline, so that if we ever need to go back and do any additional studies, we'll have something for the basis of comparison. But again, that's something you need to talk with a primary physician about or your gynecologist about, who knows your family history and knows your medical history, in order to determine if that should be done any sooner.
How do, and I don't know if there's an answer to this, but like people who are adopted or people that don't have, like, don't know their family history, I mean, how do you work with patients like that?
Well, you just don't really have that information available, so then you rely quite a bit on clinical examination, so at least an annual examination with your physician, and monthly self-breast examinations are important just to really know your own breast.
And will DNA eventually play into, I mean you just wonder, like, I know how far we've come. I mean, we have progressed more in the last 12 years than we did in the 60 years prior to that. You know,
absolutely.
What does 10 more years look like when you look at the potential of what people are doing digitally and everything else? I mean, will it get to the point where you'll be able to have like a DNA test and have a pre-indicator for all of this?
Well, you know, they're coming a long way with different types of genetic tests, not only on tissue, but on blood tests. So we may get there. Don't know when, but every day, every year, there's more and more information on things that we can do.
All right. I don't know. I just think the world has changed so much so quickly that we just don't know where we're going to be. We used to talk about 10-year master plans. You can't do a 10-year master plan now because you have no idea. The decade, it's like 100 years going by.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool stuff. All right. So 45 to 50, yearly test.
Monthly self-examinations are important.
And the monthly self-examination, now I feel stupid. And Lindsay, I'm the one asking all these questions. I have three women in here, and I'm the one talking about how to massage.
You're doing
find
a great
your own
job.
Breasts. Well, thank you. But when you do women really understand how to do that?
Well, maybe some do not.
I mean, where do you learn that?
It's really actually no. I am intimidated by it because I feel like I'm doing it wrong every time I do it. Or I think.
Do you do it?
Yeah. And I always think, okay, is that something I should be worried about? I don't know. It's so confusing.
And there's really no such thing as doing it wrong. Mm-hmm. The whole goal is to just kind of understand the architecture of your own breast. Mm-hmm. And so we used to talk about maybe doing it in the shower when your skin is wet and you can kind of glide your fingers along the different quadrants, maybe in a circular manner and a segment at a time. But the breast tissue is by nature lumpy and bumpy, and you're not quite sure. So if there's ever a question, of course, you go to your physician and have someone check to see if this is normal density. But no, the more you do it, the more familiar you become with what's normal for you. And that way you can detect changes before anyone else can.
Okay. So that makes sense. So you're, if Lindsay, if you're doing that and it feels lumpy or bumpy, but it feels the same lumpy or bumpy.
It's the same lumpy. Yeah. Right. That's the thing is I always think, okay, is that something that should be normal? Yeah.
But if you feel something that feels like a hard bean or a pea that just feels a little bit different from the surrounding breast tissue, then that definitely needs to be investigated.
Wow. We just went there. I mean, like in the weeds or in the shower, this being the case. So people should do that monthly. Just make it a routine.
Just make it a routine.
Because worst case scenario, if you find something that doesn't feel right, you go get checked out and everything's okay 99% of the time. But no one's worse off. I mean, you know.
Right. And if there's a question, sometimes your doctor might order an ultrasound or a mammogram just for confirmation. At least you have that peace of mind.
All right. Well, it's interesting. How do people find out about the cancer care specialist? You guys do an amazing job. I mean, it's just a great place.
There are two numbers that can be called. You can call the St. Mary's Cancer Center at 464-2900 or contact the Cancer Care Center on McKinley at 876-6600, and they will direct you.
Absolutely. And you guys just keep growing and growing, right, all over the state of Illinois?
We go where we're needed.
Cancercarespecialist.org is the website if you want to start there as well. Incredible place. Well, great to see you again. And don't wait till next October. I only see you like once a year.
I know, but the years keep going by faster and faster.
Dr. Renata Moore, we really appreciate you being in here today.
Thanks
Radiation
for having
oncologist,
you.
Real Men Wear Pink this month, every Friday. The high school teams are out wearing their pink, raising money for cancer care awareness and doing their part. Make sure you tell the woman in your life, get checked. Take care of yourself. Here is Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast. Back with more after this.
Today, mostly sunny, highs near 65. Then tonight, clear and lows around 44 for your Saturday. 30% chance of showers after 1 with highs near 67 degrees. And Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 70. Right now, it's 37 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might